Tuning in. This has been an experiment with time on WRCT Pittsburgh. The show airs every Saturday night at midnight. And if you've been digging the music you've heard here tonight, check out the full playlist up on WRCT.org. And have a great night, folks. Take care of yourselves.
Another dizzy spell and almost fell. I'm scared they will get worse and never go away.
You're not alone. 69 million people suffer from dizziness and vertigo.
I wonder if there's help.
There is. The Vestibular Disorders Association has a helpline at 800-837-8428 or visit liferebalanced.org.
Can you repeat that?
800-837-8428 or liferebalanced.org.
Sponsored by the Vestibular Disorders Association. You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul. This is a show called Viva La Mock. Today is January 23rd of 2026, but I'm going to warn you, well, A, it's going to be a great show, but B, this is going to be a pre-recorded show. So no phone calls today, but you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com and get your song on for a future show. But tonight's show has been curated in advance for you.
KIX Morning News Update. Mock's promise to rewrite rock history was prematurely and tragically interrupted last night when an overwhelming power surge totally destroyed Carnegie Hall and blacked out the entire city. Survivors described the destruction as evil, spooky, and wow, bad karma, man. Our cameras are on.
since there is no wrong or right. You just reap what you sow. We'll be right back.
Book of Love, wrapping up that set of music from the Lullaby album. Their second album came out back in 1988, doing their version of Mike Oldfield's Tubular Bells. In case you want to take some notes at home, Lullaby was produced by a guy who went by the name of Flood. Flood also produced Nitzareb, Erasure, Depeche Mode, Nine Inch Nails. And he was an engineer on the Joshua Tree album. In case you were taking notes at home, before the Book of Love, about Dolly's Car. Peter Murphy's project, or a project of his from 1984, post Bauhaus, with his box. Speaking of Dolly, Salvador Dolly passed away on this very day back in 1989. Death Cab for Cutie gave a soul meets body. Bassist Nick Harmer celebrating birthday number 51 today. And Lou Reed, starting off the entire set with My Name is Mock, because indeed, my name is Paul, but it's a show called Viva La Mock, and it comes to you each and every Friday. We start around 9, we try to end around 1, and we play music, and we chit-chat, we take requests, we do all that. If you have a song suggestion, you can email me at wrctrequest@gmail.com. Now, it is the 23rd of January, 2026, but I'm going to warn you, I'm not answering the phone, and I won't reply to emails right away or even play your request this week. Maybe I'll play them next week, because this is a pre-recorded show, as I am out of town today. But you'll find out and hear more about that probably in the next hour. Probably. But until then, I've got a bunch of songs I've lined up to play for you to keep you entertained. That's what I do. Hey, speaking of birthdays, bassist Bill Cunningham, today is his birthday number 76. Who's bassist Bill Cunningham? He played in the Box Tops.
Give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. I don't care how much money I gotta spend. Got to get back to my baby again. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. When she wrote me a letter, said she couldn't live without me no more. Listen, mister, can't you see I got to get back to my baby once more? Anyway, yeah, give me a ticket for an aeroplane. Ain't got time to take a fast train. Lonely days are gone, I'm a-going home. My baby just wrote me a letter. My baby just wrote me a letter.
If I were you, I'd change my name again. They don't care what they do. is the coronation of the King of Thieves. His occupation is the King of Thieves. You can steal more than you can save. You can take a mom, but you're not that brave. I'll tell you fortune in a minotaur too. I can't even tell you what. The final twist. Well, the whistle on my whole design is they find my name, but that big tall baby bliss. And I hear the patter of a typewriter. I think it's time to put my feet on the desk. Place my heart on another man. The King of Thieves. His occupation is the King of Thieves. You can steal more than you can save. You can
from their Champ album. That's the Tokyo Police Club with End of a Spark here on the Viva La Mach radio program. Before the Tokyo Police Club, also played some T-Rex in that set of music with their version of Do You Want to Dance. It was on this day back in 2017 that we lost Bobby Freeman. Bobby wrote the song, first performed it, took it to number 5 back in 1958. Some Elvis Costello went back to the Punch the Clock album from 1983 for King of Thieves. Starts the entire set with the Box Tops. Bill Cunningham, bass player, born on this day in 1950. Oh, the Box Top songs was the letter, the big hit. You know, today's National Handwriting Day. Did you know that? Don't know why we celebrate it, but we... someone does. There's some, like, 7th grade English teacher who's like, we've got to have a National Handwriting Day. Don't you think that's probably what it is? You know who has really horrible, horrible handwriting? I mean, he's not even a doctor. Well, I guess he's a juris doctor. I'm talking about our rockin' attorney, Eric Jackson Lurie, who hosts a radio program every Thursday called Courts in Session. Now, I'll tell you about the program. The program is 2.5 hours of rock and roll, country, and soul, but the twist that Dr. EJL puts on it is that he plays new music by classic artists. And then he'll play old music by classic artists. And then sometimes he plays new music by new artists. So really, he's kind of all over the board. But when he gets the ship steered in the right direction, you'll hear a lot of classic artists on his program. It's Courts in Session, Thursdays at 8 p.m. here on 88.3 FM. I'll tell you one band that he plays new music of, who's a classic band, that I'm going to go back and play some old music of, because they're still a classic band. It's Cheap Trick. You know, Robin Zander celebrating his 73rd birthday today. So in celebration, come on, Robin. It's Cheap Trick here on the Viva La Mach radio program on WRCT. from their 1997 full-length debut. It's Rainer Maria from Madison, Wisconsin. And Tin Foil wrapping up that set of music here on the Viva La Mock radio program. Now, I'll ask you, was Rainer Maria an emo band? Were they a hardcore band? Were they a punk rock band? Were they just a rock and roll band that was misunderstood? I don't know. And I asked this because the New York Times actually once said of them that they were always the wimpiest act at Midwestern punk and hardcore concerts. Wikipedia calls them an emo band. I don't know. You be the judge. You figure it out. You decide what they are to you. Let's do it that way. Before the Rainer Maria, how about one of the wimpiest bands I've ever seen? The Breakup Society. Okay, I'm kidding. They're local. They're local-ish. They were local, and then they moved away, and then some of the members are still here. But the Breakup Society from James at 35 with Robin Zander in celebration of Robin Zander of Cheap Trick celebrating his 73rd birthday. Also, the Dolly Rots in that set of music doing their version of Melanie's Brand New Key. It was 2 years ago today that we lost Melanie. Pulled that off of the Dolly Rots Because I'm Awesome release. And Cheap Trick, speaking of Robin Zander and birthdays, from their second album, they put two albums out in 1977. Like, one was in February, and then the second one, In Color, came out in September or something of that nature. And what's crazy is, I'm pulling the album out. I'm holding it right here in my hand. And I'm trying to see, Southern Girls was on that. I Want You to Want Me. Like, the original versions. It wasn't until, Budokan. And I'm saying this because that album peaked at, number 73 on the album charts back in 1977. And then when they did that at Budokan album, just things exploded for them. Good for them because they're such a great band. You know what else is great? Is having breakfast for dinner. I find it to be great. Yeah, whatever you want. It's breakfast. You're an adult now. Have it for dinner. But the best time is Saturday. Saturday is the best day to have breakfast for dinner because that means you've tuned into WRCT. And you have found Chris Wired's program called Breakfast for Dinner. You can pull up a chair. It's at 6 o'clock on Saturdays. His menu includes harmonic melodies, melodious harmonies, power pop, punk, jangle pop. It's such a great show. Hence me promoting it for you to listen to every Saturday at 6 p.m. Online, of course, at wrct.org. Let's get back into the music. We only have about 11 and a half minutes left before the program is over. I got a whole bunch of songs I wanted to play, so let's see what we can do. Going back a few years, which I think you always have to say when you're going to play a go-between song. It's Part Company here, the Go-Betweens on 88.3 FM. Come and have a look.